an awesome tip from a listener, Mark, this morning, who said, Dory, you got to call out what's going on in Olympia right now. All these Trojan horse bills that are, they say they're about one thing, but they're truly about just raising our taxes. And you're not going to hear about this anywhere else. But this is another example of why your and my total tax tab is so high. There's a Senate bill, 5130, that's been introduced. And it says that it is an act to increase revenues to help fund state fish barrier removal. And, you know, the big push is save the salmon. So they're saying, let's raise taxes to remove salmon barriers that are hurting the spawning. So then you go down a ways in this bill. And what it is it wants to charge an excise tax on every real estate sale. And it would be thousands of dollars when you sell your home. And it's for the salmon, right? Oh, keep going down. Here's how the money's going to be spent. And I know this is a little wonky, but like I said, nobody else covers stuff like this. And you need to know the kind of nonsense that's going on in Olympia in this legislative session. So what are they going to do with all the money they raise from a real estate excise tax? Help the salmon, right? No. Here's how it's going to be spent. 2% will go into a public works assistant account. 4.1% will go into an education legacy trust account. 1.6% will go into some city county assistance account. 16.7% will go into the motor vehicle fund, and 75.4% will be deposited into the general fund, where they can blow it any way they want to blow it. 75% into the general fund. There's nothing in the spending about removing salmon barriers. But that's in the title of the bill. Because if you have a brain-dead legislature and brain-dead voters who send brain-dead people to Olympia, they say, oh, it removes fish barriers? Oh, I like to eat salmon. I barbecue it in the summertime. I only have to pay a couple $1,000 when I sell my house. And 75% of the money goes to the general fund to just be blown. And then you want one other. This is an actual bill in Olympia. This is the one I just read to you is Senate bill. Because some people said, please, let us know the bill numbers. Because I know some people actually like to contact their legislature. The one that raises the excise tax for fish barrier removal, that's Senate Bill 5130. And if you miss all this, we'll get it all up in the blog, too. But here's another one. We have three branches of government in our state, right? Everybody knows that. We have the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive. Those are the three branches of government in Washington state. But there is a bill in Olympia, House Bill 2549, that will add a fourth branch of government here in Washington. What could it be? I mean, just I want you to think for just a moment. If the three branches are the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive, what could the fourth branch be? Well, this bill is about salmon recovery efforts as well. And what it says is salmon have a special historical, economic, and cultural importance to Washington. As a consequence of their centrality, to preserve those rights, and they talk about Indian tribal salmon fishing rights, to preserve those rights and recover threatened species, salmon retain an importance akin to being a fourth branch of government. I am not making this up. The current three branches, the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive. And there is a House bill in Olympia that would add salmon as the fourth branch of government in our state. That is House Bill 2549. Again, I'll get this all up on my blog so you can see it. This is just to give you a glimpse of the insanity, especially when you put Democrats in control in Olympia. You give them control of the House and the Senate. We have no checks and balances on taxes. They want to raise taxes on your house sales so that Olympia will just have more money to blow. And they want to make salmon the fourth branch of government in our state. And that is the party in charge of our state in Olympia.